Good morning, everyone. You are listening Auroville News from Auroville for Auroville and for outside. Today is Monday, 11th of April, and partly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 29 degrees Celsius, and we can expect mostly sunny weather and clear to partly cloudy and warm over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 28 to high 36, with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index 11, which is extreme. Southern winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 23%. Hot day ahead of us, and it's also hot here in the city of Dome. This morning again many has gathered to oppose the construction of fancy luxury apartments for retired outside people in the heart of the city, Kalpana. And yesterday there was a meeting on the site, initiated by the clear cutting of trees on the Kalpana site, and an online discussion and inside meeting attended by over 50 people. They brought forward many crucial questions that need to be discussed collectively before any site works continue. The issues touch on our values and aims, our needs and priorities, and the technical administrative aspects to assist and ensure better site execution of our present and future development. We can sign the petition on the following link, which says, an address to resident assembly. We, the undersigned, state that given the question and concerns that have come up about the Kalpana project in particular and the way development is being implemented, we call for a general meeting. Until such a meeting takes place, all work on the Kalpana site must be stopped. Signed, concerned residents. From Auroville today, we are reading an excerpt of Auroville Economy, which is clearly illustrated with some facts and figures. And let us touch the one about income inequalities in Auroville and their impact. And that excerpt says, the level of income inequality amongst Aurovillians has become a soul-searching issue. There is considerable difference between those Aurovillians who are living only on a maintenance provided by the community, those who live on a maintenance plus some outside sources, and those who have their own outside sources. Many very well-to-do people do not appear in the Auroville statistics, which makes the statistical analysis weak, but that there is a much inequality is indisputable. Inequality is a worldwide issue at the moment. Mainstream and economists such as Anthony Atkinson and Thomas Piketty see income inequality as the major barrier to progress in the world. Auroville should address the issue. For if there is income inequality which is not recognized, throughout the history it has been shown to create tension and undermine solidarity. If Auroville is to be a model for the world, also in this area, it should be prepared to be scrutinized on this issue and show answers. While we are not advocating that everybody should earn the same, we propose that Auroville reconsider the monthly contribution amount. At present, each unit pays for each Aurovillian working in that unit a flat amount, while those who have their own sources of income pay for themselves the same amount, $3,150 per month. We suggest that this system is changed into a progressive contribution system relative to one's total income, where people who have more pay more, so as to create a fund where those that are better off covers those who are worse off. We acknowledge that it will be impossible and most probably against the spirit of Auroville to control this. The success of this system will depend on the honesty and level of consciousness of each individual. And the article was written by Carol, who was having conversation with Hank and Manuel Thomas. Otherwise, this week it would be Tamil New Year's week, so there would be many celebrations. But today at 8 p.m. we can see in Kripa classical Kathak dance concert by Prajakta Raj. She is known for her acute sense of rhythm and fluid grace of movement. Creative, fine professional dancer, soloist, acclaimed by connoisseurs. Today at 7 p.m. at Laissez-Faire, we can participate in Word Cafe, Restoring Connection, Healing the Hurts. On Wednesday 13, between 10:30 a.m. to noon, students and teachers of Transition Schools invite us to an open house at Transition School. We will be able to meet the children and see some of the work that they have been doing this year. The Arts and the Craft Center and all of the classrooms will be open to all. Additionally, we can see ongoing slideshow of ATB in the multimedia room. On Thursday 14 at 6 p.m. at Joy Guest House, we are invited to a book release and Japanese dinner. On Thursday 14 is a Tamil New Year, and there will be a celebration between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Youth Center. The aim is to introduce the Tamil calendar and celebration of the end of the spring and entering into the summer season. They also plan to share Tamil experience on how to protect ourselves with proper food, clothing, protected water and the right type of cosmetics, other artistic expression and utility items suitable for hot sunny days. And there will be also a mini exhibition which highlights the Tamil literature with reference from Sri Aurobindo, and all are welcome. The program is prepared by Ilangaka Educational Center and Mohanam. On 15th of April at Life Educational Center at 2:30 p.m., Yen Kalvi, My Education, an event for girls from the bioregion about college courses and career choices. Dr. Jaya Kumar, Professor and Coordinator of Career Placement Cell in Pondicherry University, will present the information and answer questions from students and parents. On Saturday, 16th of April, between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., near Miti, Project Land Art in Botanical Gardens, where we'll see a slideshow about last year's work done by students of IKEM, DPAM, Oli School, Udavi, and the Botanical Gardens. And of course, on Sunday, April 17 at 5 p.m., 32 Sports Grounds, 10-kilometer barefoot run in the Orville Forest starts. Adi Shakti is still celebrating Vinapani Chawla's birthday. And on Friday 15 at 6:30 p.m., we will see Jamal and Sita and Mark Seaki Tool, a play by Andusanan from Chennai. The same day, but at 8 p.m., Blue Rhythm, a music concert by Kirtana Krishna and Abhishek Prakash from Bangalore. On Saturday 16 at 4:30 p.m., Jamal and Sitai Mark Siaki Tool, a play by Andasanam from Chennai. And at 8 p.m., Oxygen, live music concert from Chennai. On Sunday at 6:30 p.m., Charuvanur Diaries, a play by Paul Matthew and Rajiv Krishnan from Chennai. And later on at 8 p.m., 7707, a play by Fazeh Jailal from Mumbai. And as we know, we got a new security team which has started to work on 1st of April. That team are Carlos from Citadine, Peter Clarence Smith from Gaia, Sam from Citadine, and Sarjita from Matrimandir Nursery. And we also thank for our mayor, Shahar and Anandamai, for their long-term dedicated service and contribution to the security service. But the numbers for emergency will remain the same, 944-309-0107, 944-336-2691 and 262-3400. Anita invites us to a workshop to learn how to write a project proposal because we need funds to build our sustainable city of Dawn. Without direct project funding, most individuals' units are not able to accomplish their goals. So writing clear through the targeted project proposal is therefore essential for success. Mastering the art of proposal writing requires a unified approach to project management. A project proposal is a detailed description of a series of activities aimed at solving a certain problem. The series of proposal writing workshops are intended to serve as a basis for building the capacity of individuals as well as units to formulate project proposals. Workshops will be going on at Unity Pavilion. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today at 8 p.m. they will screen Indian mystery thriller Now It's Winter, made in India in 2015 by director Arin Dansil. Tomorrow they will screen For Love and Gold, an Italian comedy history made in Italy in 1966 by director Mario Monicelli. And on Wednesday we can see a cultural film about ballet, Sweet Flamenca, Antonio Gades' choreography made in Spain in 2011 and directed by Luis Ramirez. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "What matters is one's own aspiration for the divine, one's own faith, surrender, selfless self-giving." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.